I have had so much fun. There was a small child, a 3-4-year-old, that came, and when it came time for evening prayers, she simply said, "God, thank you for today. It's been fun. Can't wait to see what you're going to do tomorrow." And that was her prayer. And I believe if more people had that thought and that heart set when they go to God, "Thank you for what you have done for me today." And this weekend, I had so much fun. I enjoyed it, having the Proclaimers come on Friday night. And these are guys that are just love them to death. And they come and they're always positive, no matter what the situation within their own lives, no matter what challenges they may face. I know here this morning during prayer request time, I heard that word cancer over and over again. But then I remember the first time I heard Brother Kevin Brown down at the campgrounds, and he was getting up leading in prayer. He says, "That cancer is just a word, but there is a word, there is a name above all other words and all other names that has ever been spoken, and that name is Jesus." Friday night we got to sing that song, "The Healer." And it is a song with a message in it. Friday night we got to hear those guys testify and just sing and just lift up the Lord's name. And so many people were blessed when they left. And it was a different service. In the middle of service, Brother Lou jumped up with his bottle of oil, and he says, "I'm going to pray." And you don't stop Brother Lou when he's got his mind set. He's an old meat cutter, and I just love that guy to death. He's my kind of guy around church, because he is what I call a man's man. And he's been there, and he's been through things. And he and I have shared, and last night I got to go to his church. He got to fix me a hot dog. It was a good hot dog. I went to him after. I said, "Brother Lou, this is the best hot dog I have had today." And he thanked me for that. And I just saw God's love being poured out. That to me is what church is about. If you come and you have a need, and you may not be able to precisely express yourself, God knows. If you have something going on in your life that you are troubled about, if you begin your prayer thanking God for what He has done for you, I believe that His ears just open and His heart is touched by individuals that have needs. This is such a celebration week for all of us. We begin, and I'm going to read here in the 11th chapter in the book of St. Mark here. "Now when they drew near Jerusalem to Bethpage, to Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, and he said to them, 'Go into the village opposite you, and as soon as you've entered it, you will find a colt tied, which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it, and if anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it.'" So many sermons you've heard on that subject about the Lord has need of it. "And immediately he will send it here." So they went their way, found the colt tied by the door outside on the street, and they loosed it. But some of those who stood there said to them, "What are you doing loosening this colt?" And they spoke to them just as Jesus had commanded, so they let them go. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their clothes on the road, and others cut down leafy branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then those who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." May the Lord just add a special blessing over the reading of his word today. We ask you to just lead us, guide us, direct us, open our minds and hearts to receive that individual special thing that you have for each and every one of us. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said amen. 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 Today I stand before you. And Miss Gay here today? Oh, hello, Gay. thank you for bringing all these goodies in here. It is so nice when you come in and you see the church with such simple decorations. I don't know about you, I like this church. I like it. If you don't like it, we'll be in disagreement. But I'll listen to you. And what I like about it is it just has such a natural beauty to it. I love the paneling and I love the many simple things that God allows us to come in and just simply focus on Him and the message. And I like that Christmas time when the ladies and they work so hard and they decorate, but to me it's very simple. It's very tasteful. I love just the plants. I love the palms today and what these represent. It represents excitement. It represents Jesus coming into that city. And can you imagine how it was that day? Can you imagine all the energy? Can you imagine that wonderful, wonderful entry in people? Hosanna, blessed be the name, Hosanna, Hosanna, in the highest. And it is the week that I spoke of before that had so much in it. He would teach some of the greatest parables that Jesus ever taught. He taught in the last week of his life here on this earth. We think about him praying in that Garden of Gethsemane. We think about that Lord's Supper. We think about the scribes. We think about the Pharisees and about how they were figuring out how they were going to trap him and how they could put him to death. Why? Because he had stepped on their spiritual toes harder than anyone had ever stepped on him before. He brought a message of truth. He brought a message of hope. On Friday night, here at the concert, Brother Lloyd McCamey, who played, and what is he called, Bobby? What's Lloyd's nickname? Have you forgotten already? What is it? The Eufaula? What's it now? The Eufaula? Here, I'll write a note down for you next time, Bobby. He's called the Eufaula Flash, isn't that right? Bobby came to me one time and gave me that nickname that he has for Lloyd over here. And he played, and he said, you know, he said, I'm going to play what I feel is a secular song here in your church. And he said, I kind of chose it to come play it at your church, Charlie, because I'm hoping I wasn't getting that much trouble. And the song that he chose to play was Somewhere Over the Rainbow. About, I don't know, it was maybe 12, 14 years ago, just after the turn of the century there in 2000, they decided on asking people what was the most famous song in all of the 1900s was ever done. And there were submitted 1,100 songs, artists, musicians, teachers, and they voted on what was the number one song. And the number one song for that period of time was selected to be Somewhere Over the Rainbow. It is a song that is filled with hope. I live in a world that looks for hope. It looks for hope. You know what the number two song was? White Christmas. Hope again, dreaming. And I love that song. I don't like a white January. I don't like a white February. And I especially do not like a white March. But thinking of a white December 25th, these are songs of hope. When I read my scripture, I look for a message that is full of hope. The week when Jesus coming into Jerusalem, what wonderful, wonderful praises, but then all would change in just a matter of days. All would turn their backs on him, as Jesus knew that they would. I can think of Peter denying Christ for the third time and then that rooster crowing, and how sad he must have felt within his heart. He who stood by Christ saw miracle after miracle, turning his back on his Lord and Savior. But then, as the old preacher said, in the service that touches my heart more than any is the one where the minister simply got up and he said it was Friday, and they gambled for his clothes, but Sunday's coming. Then he said it was Friday, and they whipped and beat him, but Sunday's coming. It was Friday, and they placed that crown of thorns upon his head, but Sunday is coming. And on he went, statement after statement, talking about the things that these people had done to Christ. But oh my goodness, the resurrection. I love it. I love it. Next Sunday morning, I will say to you, he is risen, and you will answer me, he is risen indeed, because we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. It is the one event in all of time that is the most important. It is what we believe, the resurrection of Christ. You will hear stories, you will have programs that you can watch, that you can listen to this week. And I encourage you, and there are Easter programs all around this area, the big churches and the orchestras playing, and the kids are coming out and they're doing their dances. I love them all. Go and enjoy. But most of all, be thankful. Be thankful for what Christ did for each and every one of us. Next Sunday, as I said before, you're going to come in looking good. You'll be looking just, well, most of you will be looking good. I got to watch who I look at when I say statements like that. I get in trouble. And I know it'll be a busy day for you, because you will have dinner plans. You'll be sitting there, you'll be listening and looking and listening and looking and listening and looking. You may have dinner reservations. You may have an opportunity to go celebrate with family, with friends, and praise God for it. But still, I focus on what God did for me. I focus on this old life that has not been lived at all times the way that God would have me to live it. There have been things in my life that I'm not proud of. But I'll tell you one thing that I enjoy more than any, and that is that when I was unlovable, he showed his love to me. And talking to Brother Lou last night, he made a statement, and I enjoy the statement that he made. He said, Charlie, you know, he was talking to the folks, and he said, as I study each year, and I love the way that God reveals things to me, he said, did you know that there is nowhere in the New Testament, not one time, if you have that red letter edition, you will not find in any of those red letter words where Jesus says, I love you. You will not find it once. Because what he did, he showed his love for all of mankind. I am so moved when people start to show their love for each other. I am so moved when I walk into a service on a Friday night, a gospel concert, and I feel the love of God. When I walk in on a Sunday morning, and I know it's difficult some days, it's pretty days, and you got so much to try to get up and do this and that before you got to church, you come in, you know, and you're you know, and the couples are coming in, and they're just, you know, they're, Kevin's over here working now, you know. I told him, I asked him one time, I said, what do you live in? He said, a two-story house. I said, is that right? He said, yeah, she got her story, I got my story. I go, I know it's difficult. It is difficult to come to church sometimes, folks. You got things going on, and I know that the first word out of your mouth when you open that door is sometime not praise the Lord, because if it did, you'd have a hard time gritting your teeth and saying it. But I'm amazed about how you come in and how God's Spirit starts to move. How that you hear testimonies about what God is doing in people's lives. About how you're able to take the focus off your own selves and the good things of what God has done for you. And you're able to be challenged by lifting one another's burdens. Lifting one another's burdens. So many things to be thankful for. So many needs. But I serve a God. I serve a God that I read in this verse. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our Father. When you start getting that blessed right, when you start to set your mind, when you put the focus where it should be, you'll be amazed about what God is going to do. I'm going to finish in just a moment, but I did want to thank all the folks that, and I know Miss Jane walked in this morning. She said, Pastor, I'm so sorry. I forgot about your concert on Friday night. Isn't that what you said? To me, I considered they are probably still partying on a birthday party a little hard. And I decided not to share that with her. Jane, you were missed. But although we missed you, the person that we came to see on Friday night, he was here. God's love was flowing throughout the sanctuary. People were walking in with a look upon their face. But when they walked out, and I went to the back of the sanctuary as people walked out, I could see in the faces that burdens were lifted at Calvary. And I knew that we were in the place where God wanted us to be. I want you to enjoy this week. Keep your focus where it should be. There are people all around you, and boy, I heard this co-worker and that co-worker and this co-worker, they need a touch from God. They need that encouraging word. They need that little pat on the back. They need something solid that they can hold on to. They need to be shown the love of Christ. I believe we have a job this week, don't you? And I encourage each and every one of you to do the best that we can. Heavenly Father, we've come into your house today, and God, you just simply allowed us to enjoy your presence. We thank you for Terry's singing and Kevin. We thank you for the message and the songs. We thank you for the prayer requests that Matt led us in today. But most of all, we thank you for you. We thank you for what you've done for us in this day, and God, it's been fun so far, but we can't wait to see what you're going to do tomorrow. How you're going to change our lives. How you're going to encourage us. How you're going to allow us to simply serve you in spirit and in truth. Heavenly Father, be with all the prayer requests again. Those serious prayer requests of those families that have lost loved ones, God. Be extra warm, extra tender, extra compassionate. And Heavenly Father, allow us to joy this week, this holy week, in remembrance of what you did for us. And let us come in next Sunday morning in time to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this building, and we will do our best to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray, all God's people said amen. Please stand to your feet if you're able. I want to sing the family of God. I'm so glad I'm